Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's a little earlier than normal, and I'm going to cross to Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, because there is lots to talk about. How are you this afternoon, Professor Shoub?
Very, very well. Thank you, Simon. How are you doing?
I am also most well, thank you. I know that this afternoon we're going to be talking vaccines and herd immunity, but yesterday a whole bunch of questions came through about third waves and whether lockdowns are effective or not. So I'd love you to just address the whole lot.
Okay. Well, I think I'll do it in two sessions. Let me do the third wave and the lockdown, and then maybe tomorrow I'll do the herd immunity. If that's okay with you. Is that right?
Perfect. 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 Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Look, until we reach the herd immunity, which I'll be discussing tomorrow, we can expect that there are going to be multiple waves. We've just gone through a second wave. It's come down now. There'll be a period of a relatively slow virus transmission, but of course it'll still be there. And as the president said last night, we still have to retain level three restrictions, although not adjusted level three restrictions. But eventually what's going to happen, of course, is that there will be a buildup of people that have not had the virus, not been infected, and the virus will, increase in circulation in the community, and that'll eventuate a third wave. Now, of course, when will the third wave come? That, of course, is not predictable. We just don't know. We were caught a bit napping with our second wave because I think all of us, and I think everybody, all my colleagues, we all thought it's going to come a bit later than it did come. We thought maybe mid-January, later January, but it started in December, as you recall. So that caught us a bit by surprise. The kind of common wisdom, and again, I don't want to be held to it, but the common wisdom is that the third wave will come when the weather gets cold. In other words, when you get into winter. Why? Because it's nothing to do with the virus itself. It's to do with our human behavior. Because in winter, people are more indoors. The ventilation is much poorer. There's less outdoor activities. The windows tend to be closed and the doors to be closed because we're cold. That's exactly what promotes the spread of the virus. We'll probably also relax our vigilance a bit. Maybe a little bit more social gatherings and so on. So you can't combine all that and the buildup of the virus. That's when the third wave is going to take place. And really, I think, the ultimate is we probably could avoid it or certainly lessen the severity by human behavior, by trying to avoid that, which is going to let the virus spread. The social gatherings, the lack of physical distancing, stop wearing masks, etc. And that's what we've got to guard against. Now, lockdowns, of course, lockdowns are very effective. It's been shown to be effective. And you can understand why, because lockdowns legally prevent people coming into those risk situations. You know, they close down the restaurants, you close down the bars, you close down gatherings for either religious purposes or other purposes. And that's when you stop people coming together. So it's understandable that they will be affected. And they have been shown to be affected universally throughout the world in all countries. The problem, of course, is that, lockdowns are very expensive, expensive economically, and expensive on other healthcare things as well. So that's why it's the balancing act. The ideal was if we could have lockdowns. Of course, the wealthy countries to the north of us, they have got hard lockdowns now. What we would, translate to level five lockdowns in the UK and many European countries, and they will be effective. They will stop the spread of the virus. Interesting things that those countries have started vaccination. Israel's really very far ahead in vaccination, and they've got lockdowns. So, it's a combination until we reach that herd immunity level.
Were you surprised, Prof, when you read about the infection rates in a place like the UK where it was 20, 25, 30,000 people a day being infected with the virus? And here in South Africa, under our conditions, I mean, we never really got worse than 10, did we?
No, we did. We got up to about 20, in the height of the second wave, we got up to, I think the highest was about 22,000.
As high as that?
For a couple of days, 20, 21, 22. We were in the middle of summer then. If we had that kind of milieu in winter,
probably would
approximate to what they're experiencing in their winter in the UK. And that's why we're a little bit fearful of the coming winter, You know, how severe is it going to be? Well, you know, obviously, there's no way we could have enough vaccine distributed before winter. That's impossible. So we are going to be at the mercy of the virus and of the conditions which occur in winter when the third wave comes around.
Prof, as always, really fascinating chatting to you. I'm sorry I completely defocused you and took you off the intended topic, but I suppose that's dynamic and that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's great to have questions coming in from the listeners.
So there you have it. Prof is inviting your questions. Send them through daily and I'm more than happy to present them. Professor Shoup, that's where we leave it because it's 4:30. Thank you and we'll chat tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. See you tomorrow.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.